Good afternoon. You're here with Bike Sport Radio, where we talk about bike racing, bike racers, and what you need to race bikes. It's Monday, September 30th. Government shut down today in the U.S. Anybody notice anything? No, me either. Who needs them? Today we've got a call-in coming up from one of the promoters at the Ridgecrest Classic Mountain Bike, Charlie Jenkins. We'll be calling in soon. Also race results and sounds from Rim Nordic's Autumn Classic Mountain Bike Race held up in Rim Nordic. Some Northern Cal results, and also Robert out in the field, our reporter, went to Interbike. We got a ton of great interviews out at Interbike in Vegas for 2013. Lots of product reviews and people speaking at Interbike, talking about their stuff and what you need to race bikes. And so it'll be fun listening to those interviews later. You'll find out who is a good talker and who's not so good a talker and knows their product and who doesn't. So let's do some local race results right now first. Woo-hoo. All right, we got some Northern California race results. And this is race results held for the Henleyville Road Race, September 28th, a couple of days ago. Men's Pros and Category 1s, 2s. Chico Corsa Cycling's Brennan Percy making the podium with third place. Russell White taking the silver from View Media, presented by Lombardi Sports. And Chico Corso Cycling Club's Michael Painter taking the win overall. In the Women's Pro 1-2-3s, Metro Mint Cycling's Heather McDonald picking up the bronze. Michael David Winery Cycling Team's Chelsea Brown in silver. And your winner from Leopard Sapporo Team, Jeanette Haggis. Women's Cat 4's Leah Loken taking the win there from Chico Masters Cycling Team. Beginner Men's Category 5, Nathan Barnett picking up the win. Men's Category 4's Paul Mitchell riding for Rio Strato was your winner there. And in the Men's Category 3's Data Driven Athlete Racing's Eric Brickler placing first place. Masters Category 45 and over, Cat 1-2-3's DC Velo Limited's Michael Brown picking up the win. And in the Masters 1-2-3's 35 and over, Sustainable Cycling's Nabil Saman was your winner there. And that was, again, the Henleyville Road Race held in Corning, California. You can find complete results at usacycling.com. In Southern California, mountain bike racing, Rim Nordic. Rim Nordic mountain biking, the Autumn Classic. Held on Sunday, September 22nd at the Autumn Equinox. The Category 1 Women's 30 and over, Heidi Kanayan picking up the win, riding for Velo Bella. Women's Cat 1 40 and over, Heidi Bowen riding for Bonk Breaker, followed by Beatrice Dormoff and Alexandria Fabro in third place. Cat 2 Juniors, men 14 and under, Dakota Greer picking up the win, riding for Chains Required Bike Shop. In the Men's Pro, a hotly contested contest. Stephen Roach, Garnet Verdick, and duking it out the entire race, with Stephen Roach taking the lead when Garnet Verdick had an unfortunate mechanical. And Garnet picking him off, though, after that mechanical for the win, riding for Bear Valley Bike. Stephen Roach riding for Skills Swamis in second. And hanging there in third from Bear Valley Bikes, Derek Herman. Category 1 Juniors, men 18 and under, Michael Sanchez riding for Pro Bike Supply, picking up that win.
And in the Category 2s, Masters Men's 35, Michael Henry riding for Aqua Al Dewey, taking the win there. Category 2 Men's 45 and over, David Lippert running for LCI Tri-A-Bike. And the Category 2 Men's 50 and over, Michael Marshall from Camarillo, taking that win. Cat 2 Men's 60 and over, Dahui Racing Scott Sampson, picking up the win there. Single speeders, Mark Lutkus, Category 2, taking that win from Irvine. Women's Cat 2s, 30-39, Allison Hyde, riding for Bear Valley Bikes. Cat 3 Men Juniors, 15-18, Josh Schrader. Category 3 Men's 50 and over, Canyon Country's Jose Vega. And Cat 3 Men's 55 and over, Big Orange Back on Track's Brad House, taking the win there.
Hey, that was me.
And in the Cat 3 Women's 40 and over, Margaret Gunn taking second, and Mary Diaz taking the win, riding, both of them riding for the Bike Shop. Category 3 Women's 50 and over, Team Riverside's Jan Banali is picking up the win there. And did we do the Clydesdale? I don't know if we did the Clydesdale. Let's give the Clydesdale a little recognition. Bear Valley Bikes, Scott Red Bear Hyde in second. And your winner from The Cyclery, Michael Doolin. Complete results at rimnordic.com.
All right, local race results. We got some unfortunate news to go over now, upcoming events. But also, first, we've got a bike theft to report on. Happened Sunday, September 29th. That was yesterday. Kristen Hill says, please be on the lookout for a 2012 Specialized Fate Expert Carbon, matte black with pink lettering and a size small. One of the distinguishing features is that it has Williams wheels. The serial number is WSBC 604-116-2268. And there happened to be two bikes, actually, unfortunately, stolen. And that was at right after the San Francisco area. Cyclocross race out in Pinole at an In-N-Out. In-N-Out Burger and Pinole. I don't know how to pronounce that. Pinole? Penile? She says she went inside 5 minutes to go pee, and someone broke the back window of her van and stole two bikes. That really sucks. So one of the junior racers, DBCRT junior racers, had his bike stolen out of her van as well. That bike is a 2011 red Specialized Stump Jumper, and serial number is WSB 601-059-739F. So two bikes, her bike's valued at over $10,000. So the police are treating this as a felony, and they're scanning security cameras. They did recover fingerprints, so you better run and hide if you can. That could be her fingerprints. Could be the junior's fingerprints, too. But there is blood on the door, and it's not hers, according to the police. So the junior's bike and her rear window and everything make it about over $15,000 in theft. She just wants her bike back, so, and she's really devastated and feels bad about the poor junior who lost his bike, of course. So, and they did leave a bike in the van, which is weird because it's a real shiny, expensive carbon cyclocross bike, so they only took two of the three bikes. But anyways, share this with your teams. Kristen Hill, she's available at 530-979-1176. If you see or hear anything about these bikes, give her a shout, and hopefully they'll get their bikes back. So, all right, we got some upcoming events. Toro Park, Salinas, is hosting the Cross Country Super D Short Track Cross Country and Downhill for Stanford Cycling, presented by Stanford Cycling, Saturday and Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Saturday, you've got cross-country registration and Super D registration and racing for both cross-country and Super D on Saturday, October 5th at Toro Park in Salinas, California. That's presented by Stanford Cycling. Check out stanford.edu/group/cycling for more details. Racing for all categories, including collegiate mountain bike categories. Saturday, Sunday, October 5th and 6th. Sponsored by Specialized, DNA Cycling, and Osmo Nutrition. And then coming up in Southern California, Road Ride. This is the 2013 Kurt Sutliff Memorial Santiago Canyon Time Trial Series. That's on October 19th out in Santiago Canyon. Great place for a time trial. A little rolling, some slight climbing. USAC categories, 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, 5s, and masters also 35, 45, 50s, and 60s. And women and juniors categories as well. There will be medals, first, second, third in each category, and some $35 gift certificates also for the fastest men's time and for the fastest women's time. And a $200 gift certificate to Rock and Road Cyclery for the course record, whoever sets a course record, men or women, if they can set a new course record. So, pre-race meeting at 8:45, and it's an 11-mile time trial starting on the bike path next to El Toro Road, just north of Portola Parkway. That's in Southern California. Mission Viejo area, brought to you by Rock and Road Cyclery and Velosport. Complete details at SantiagoCanyonTT.com. Got some more upcoming events, and this may be our promoter on the phone now, Charlie. Let's see if we can get him up here.
Whoa, Bike Sport Radio.
Yes, my name is Charles Jenkins. I'm looking for Brad House.
That would be me. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
Not bad. How are you today?
Great. We're having our show now, and good timing. You've got some events coming up, or actually one big event, and we got a few minutes to give a chat with you. So I had a couple of questions for you, like, who are you? tell our listeners, who's Charlie Jenkins?
Yes, my name is Chuck Jenkins. I usually go by Chuck.
Chuck, okay.
As far as my background in riding and racing, I've been racing for about 20 years. I turned pro in 2001. I started racing in, I guess that would be 93, when I joined the Navy. So my Navy career has been pretty concurrent with my cycling career.
Mm.
I'm getting ready to retire next year from the Navy, and I'm not going to retire from cycling yet. I'm having too much fun.
Very cool. Yeah, it's something that's it's kind of like an addiction. You never really
it is. It's a lifestyle. I can't get enough of it.
So yeah, you were so addicted. You got into promoting events now, huh?
I'm sorry?
You were so addicted to it, you got into promoting the events too, huh?
I did. You know, what it really came down to is that I've been racing for so long, I've seen all these people doing it, and it's kind of my turn to give back as I'm kind of winding down on my professional career anyways.
Oh, great.
And give it a shot and see what I can do to give the best event that I can to the riders.
So,
and that's kind of the whole idea of it.
Cool. So tell us about Ridgecrest. Is that's your area? I guess there's a naval base up there, right?
And there is. There's a big naval weapons testing facility. All the cool stuff that the Navy uses, a lot of it comes out of here.
Right. All right. And you got a course up there for the racers. How many years have you been doing this race, then?
This is my second year so far. The race was pretty big back in the late 90s, early 2000s. And then it just kind of died off. It just abruptly quit. I don't have the full story on that. I think the original promoter just decided he didn't want to do it anymore, and that was the end of it.
Oh, okay.
I moved up here and kind of heard about it, saw the potential of the trails, and figured, hey, I can do that. Let's give it a try.
So you brought it back.
I did.
Very cool. Very cool. And this is cross-country only mountain bike racing? Or?
Well, we just had an enduro this last weekend. Kind of low key, very grassroots on enduro. We have the trails to do that kind of stuff. Turned out really well. A lot of good feedback from that.
Yeah.
But the cross country is where it's really at. And we have the BLM land just south of town here.
Oh, nice.
And there's hundreds and hundreds of miles and options that you can make out of this stuff.
Nice. Wow.
Just hook it all together. In fact, I think the real draw to this race, it is a high desert race. There's not much foliage. But in the fall, it's excellent to be up here, and we have, I mean, the pros and experts are doing a 27-mile single-loop lap, and they won't see the same trail twice.
Oh, sweet. Wow.
We have one section of single track that's 11 miles solid of single track, and it just weaves around like a snake. It's incredible.
Wow, that's really cool. And is it mostly flat in the desert, or do you have some hills?
No, actually, over that 27 miles, there's 3,000 feet of vertical.
Sweet.
So it rolls up and down, it undulates the whole time, so you're never really bored. How about that?
Excellent. Excellent. Wow. And now what's the difference out there between the enduro and the cross country?
Well, the Enduros, I mean, obviously Enduros are timed descents, usually a couple of stages, or it can be one big stage. So it's usually you ride at the top, and then you get time from the top to the bottom, is the whole idea with an Enduro.
Okay. It's like the downhill, right?
Basically, but it's something that you can probably ride. Most Enduros, unless you're on the World Cup circuit, at least here in the U.S., are set up to where everybody can ride it. I mean, even if you had a hardtail, you could ride it and be just fine.
Okay, so it's not, it's not quite as extreme as something like a downhill only race.
No, it's going to be technical, and there's going to be some skills required, but pretty much everybody can ride it. In fact, we had a sport rider who beat all the experts in the hardtail.
Wow, yeah, because I'm scared of those downhill races, fewer downhill races. I'm just a cross-country guy, but enduro might be something that I could do then.
As am I. I'm the same way, but my skills are coming up, and I got a big boy bike now, so I'm learning that too, and I thought it would be a good idea to throw something like that.
Cool. Okay, so Ridgecrest, but Ridgecrest has just cross-country, or are you doing both?
We're doing a cross-country and a Super D same day. It's all kind of a stage race, essentially. So once the cross-country's done, we'll tabulate the results, get you all the results up, and then we will haul you back to the top of the hill for basically the fun Super D.
Okay.
Very, very fast, and they're going to get shuttled to the top, and they get to ride down one more time on a trail that most of them haven't seen.
Nice.
So that's the idea. It's something different, still kind of old school and grassroots to where it really was back in the day, at least when I started racing, and that's kind of what I'm patterning it after.
Right. All right, and those dates again, what are those dates again?
Date for the cross country and the Super D is October 26th.
October 26th, that's Saturday.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That is a Saturday.
And what kind of riders in the past have you had? Like top?
Well, last year we had people that were actually coming off the Enduro circuit. We had a guy from Specialized, I don't recall his name right now. He was out here racing cross country, and we really have, you know, all forms of people come out and ride this race.
Mm.
So it does cater to everybody. The Super D, I think, pulls some of the guys that like to go downhill a little faster. But there really is, there's so much stuff out here that there's something for everybody, for sure.
Nice. All right. Wow, that's a big job, too, you've taken up. So keep up.
Oh, my gosh, you have no idea. Well, unless you're a promoter,
I have a little idea. I put on a few races myself, but when you go out 27-mile loop out in the desert on a cross-country single track, you got to put a lot of signs out, right?
Logistically, it's a lot of time put in to mark the course. I mean, not everybody's doing the same course. The sports will be doing 20 miles, and the beginners will be doing sports, you know, Cat 3s. They'll be doing shorter courses, and then the beginners will be doing a 16-mile course.
Yeah.
So they'll cut off at designated areas and loop around and connect back into the main trail to finish.
Oh, very cool. Well, I wish you all the success, and it's a great thing you're doing. And how would people find out more about your event?
The main place to find a lot of stuff is on our Facebook page. Just search Ridgecrest Desert Classic. Pre-registration just opened on Saturday. And also just search active.com for the Ridgecrest Desert Classic.
Okay, active.com providing the online registration, and Facebook has the Ridgecrest Desert Classic. Very good. Anything else you would like to add?
No, I'd just like to get people up here and see what we have to offer, and I think we have a lot of good things to do, and you know, all the income we're providing for, or bringing in from the race is going right back to the racers.
Oh, excellent. All right. Well, keep up the great work, and thanks for calling in to Bike Sport Radio. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, and have a great day.
You too. We'll see you.
Bye.
All right. Chuck Jenkins promoting the Ridgecrest Desert Classic. Ridgecrest Desert Classic out in the Ridgecrest area by China Lake out in Southern California. Desert mountain bike racing coming up October 27th. Very cool. All right, what up? What do we got next? Awards and sounds. All right, we got lots of sounds here for you from the Autumn Classic. That's promoted by Rim Nordic out in the Big Bear area. I'm tired. I did a 100-mile ride yesterday, road ride, and it wears on you. So, especially at my age, 55, pushing 55 now. So, enough about me. Rim Nordic, the Rim Nordic Autumn Classic. We got the awards ceremony. We got some sounds from it. And we got a ton of cool stuff from Interbike. lots of product interviews from the people at the booths at Interbike, thanks to our man in the field out there, our reporter for Bike Sport Radio, Robert Sandoval. So let's start out with Incrediware at Interbike and several other interviews, and sit back and enjoy on Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, I'm winding down my Interbike 2013. It's definitely had its wear and tear on me, but before I leave, I needed something to help me recover from this, and I stumbled upon Incrediware, and I have Joe from Incrediware, and he's got some excellent, excellent products to help us in our recovery efforts, and I'll let him share some of that info with you.
So what we do at Incrediware is we have braces, sleeves, socks, all that increase blood flow without the effects of compression. So we don't have a squeeze. There's no large millimeter per mercury. It's easy to slip on. And the way we do that is with our technology that's embedded in our fibers. We use carbonized bamboo charcoal as well as germanium, which acts as a semiconductor. When heated up with your own skin temperature, it increases blood flow, blood vessels expand, you get a higher volume as well as blood speed. We have this tested with laser Doppler, thermographs, and what this does for you is it increases recovery based on how quickly your own body can respond to it by getting the blood flow to the area it's applied to.
Now, yesterday I came by here at the end of the day as well, and First of all, I was wearing a different pair of socks, and they're like, oh, no, you got to try these. So I grabbed a pair, and I was telling them the story. I usually don't sleep with socks. Last night, I fell asleep with the socks on, and I had one of each, one of his and one of another brand, and I actually, in the middle of the night, woke up realizing something was on my feet, and I yanked the one other sock off. The other, the Increda sock actually just conformed. It was no pressure on the foot. And I didn't even really notice it. So the stuff is, like you said, it works well. And looking forward to some more tests here. He's got the sleeve, right? That's the...
So we have a full-length leg recovery sleeve. And these are items that we're still working on and they'll be featuring out in 2014. And the way we'll have this for out is it's for cyclists, runners who just brutalize their legs and then they have a stage and then they got another stage to accelerate the recovery process. Really, it becomes a performance product. When you finish your race, you kind of cramp up, you get back in the car, whatever it is you have to do, and this starts that process right away. And we have some of the guys from Garmin Cycling Team, they're using it after, in between, and they're saying that they're getting at least 2 to 3 hours of recovery in 1 hour with using our leg sleeve.
So definitely this stuff definitely works. Take a look at it. We can get more info on this from?
You could go to Incrediware.com, and then we also have buyincrediware.com if you're interested in some of the products, and then get in touch with us.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Sorry. I got to jump in here and one more thing I got to talk about an upcoming event. But, of course, I had to start with the worst interview that, Interbike wears on you. Robert sounded definitely tired on day two. It gets better, though. Honestly, it does. We got some more cool interviews coming up. But first, coming up on Thursday, the South Bay Cycling Inaugural Awards Ceremony and Drunk Fest. Yep, that's what the event is called, believe it or not. The South Bay Cycling Inaugural Awards Ceremony and Drunk Fest. This is going to be held at Nodge's Place. Nodge's Place is on the International Boardwalk in the Redondo Beach Pier. It's like 154 International Boardwalk or something like that, some odd address. You'll never be able to find the place, and that's just as well because the place holds only like 30 people, and we have like 120 that have RSVP'd, so who knows what's going to happen there. Don't bother RSVP, it says, because it's already way past full, and the fire marshal, I'm sure, is going to shut them down. But come on out if you think you are worth one of these horseshoe awards, some really cool horseshoe trophies on plaques made by Dan Martin, who he works with horses, doesn't he, I think? I forget what he does. Sorry, Dan. But anyways, they're really cool trophies. Some way cool categories. Champion of the NPR, for those of you that don't know, that's the new peer ride. Champion of the donut ride. South Bay Hard Man, South Bay Hard Woman. Club of the Year. KOM, QOM Award. Sponsor of the Year. Crashtacular Fred. Ride Animator. And Spouse Significant Other of the Year. Check it out on Facebook. Don't want to miss this. The South Bay Cycling Inaugural... Fuck, I can't even pronounce it. That's probably that fucking wanker that set this whole thing up, Wankmeister himself. And by the way, there is a Wankmeister Award of the Year, a Wanker Cycling Wanker of the Year Award. We all know who's going to win that. So we love you, Seth. Let me try that again. South Bay Cycling Inaugural Awards Ceremony and Drunk Fest. Yay, I did it. It's this Thursday, 6:30 p.m. till, it says 11. I don't know. It might end really quick if the fire marshal sees that many people in there. So check it out at Nodge's Place in Redondo Beach. All right. Back to our Interbike interviews here on Bike Sport Radio.
Okay, I'm here at the Cali Helmets booth, and I'm with Brad, the founder and the mad mind behind
Brad.
These mad,
hey,
crazy
me.
Helmets. He's going to talk a little bit about his technology. It's probably one of the most advanced helmets I think I've seen, but I'll let him tell a little bit more about it.
Thanks, Robert. First of all, we started in the motocross industry, and what happened was we learned how to in-mold motorcycle helmets, full-shell helmets. You know, we know in-molding from bicycle helmets. We've seen that for a while, but in-molding motorcycle helmets wasn't possible originally. Why we do that is we want to eliminate the gap between the foam and the shell. When there's a gap between the foam and the shell, you have an inefficient structure. On impact, you have to break through that outer shell before you can get to that foam. That foam is what saves your life. If we can get that gap away, we start dissipating the energy faster, more efficiently. What happens is we can thin the shell out, we can make a softer foam. Softer foam next to your head is a really good thing. So if you want to check out that part of our technology, you can see that. Now, for the mass of us that ride road bikes and cross country, we still are obsessed with low-density foam. Keep the foam softer next to your head. So we do things like reinforce the outer portion of the vents and things like that. So you spread the load over a greater area, allows us to lower the density of the foam. Keep the soft foam next to your head. Think about it. If that foam's too hard, what's happening? That energy is transferring straight through your skull into your brain, slapping that brain around inside.
Okay. And as a person who's actually suffered from a brain trauma, I tell you what, the helmet would have prevented a lot of my issue. I think these helmets are definitely the tool you need. Take a look at their line. Where can we find all the info on these helmets at, Brad?
On the website, CaliProtectives.com.
CaliProtectives. Don't forget Protectives. Don't type in Cali. You'll probably end up at some porn site. CaliProtectives.com. I'm looking here at that's the Maraca.
That one actually is the Phenom. That's our road-specific helmet, and it has the same technologies as the Maraca. You got what we call super vents, which reinforces the outer vents so that when you impact on them, it spreads the load over the entire vent. It allows us to keep a big vent. So what happens in a road bike helmet, for example, everybody wants to make such big vents, you have so little space to put foam in. So you cram a lot of foam in there, and it makes it really hard. But we don't believe in hard foam. We want it soft. So we devise ways to get that energy to spread out, and that way we keep that density low.
Yeah, and one thing I've been doing is a lot of studying. I mean, my other side of my world is motocross and off-road car racing, and, you know, the new Snell standards are out, and that standard is really hard. It's a really hard shell. And I've always been of that thought of softer is better as a medic. I've studied the brain and whatnot. So I think Cali here's got the hot ticket on the helmet technology. I've got one of their Enduro-style helmets. I'm going to be putting it through the test, hopefully not soil testing. But
yeah,
so far,
that to us.
So far, I've ridden it a few times, really like the fit, and looking forward to seeing the rest of this line.
Awesome. Thanks for taking the time.
All right, Brad. Okay, I'm here with Dave Sullivan from Two Toms, and he's going to talk about a couple of really cool products I just saw, and I was like, okay, I got to try this stuff out, but I'll let him explain what he's got in his hand here for you.
So we have Blister Shield. Blister Shield is a powder that goes in your socks or your gloves. It wicks sweat away while blocking water from coming through. Sweat's a single molecule, so it'll go through the powder. Water combines to multiple molecules, so it doesn't come back through. Then we make Sport Shield. Sport Shield is a 24-hour anti-chafing product that's waterproof, sweat-proof, heat-proof, won't melt in the sun. Comes in a roll-on or a wipe. Then we have Butt Shield. Butt Shield is exactly the same as Sport Shield, but it's designed specifically for the chamois. Safe for men and women. It adds an antimicrobial shea butter, horsehair plant extract, green tea extract, so that it controls moisture and odors. We also do stink-free spray, which is an antimicrobial. It kills the source of stink in shoes and gear, which is bacteria. And then we do stink-free sports detergent. Works exactly like the spray, and it's an extractor, meaning you can throw your shoes in the bucket of water with stink-free sports detergent, and it's going to pull everything out.
And I just got a sample of the, which one is that there? The sports shield. I showed him a couple blisters I got during cyclocross practice, and let me tell you, that stuff is slick and smooth and didn't come off when I was trying to rub it off. So it's an amazing product. Take a look at it. Where can we get more info?
You can twotoms.com.
Twotoms.com. Take a look at it. I think you guys will like it. Okay, here's an item I've talked about on the air before. It's here at the show, and it's going to turn the world around on HydroPacks. I'm here with Ryan from JetFlow, and we'll let him tell you all about it.
Well, the idea is we want to ditch the bladder. We've all used hydration packs for decades now, and we've all struggled with the necessary evil has been the bladder. So what we created was a manifold and a system that enables you just to screw a water bottle or your own bottle, a Nalgene bottle, Gatorade Power bottle, directly into the manifold, slide it into your pack, and use that as your hydration, as to poses to the nasty bladders that are difficult to clean. They always have a funky taste, and you know they're kind of hard to deal with. So that's the basis behind it.
Real simple design. I've looked at it, and I'm loving it. I think I've gotten sick out of my bladders. I clean, scrub, and they just never seem right. Looking forward to getting my hands on one of these guys, putting it through the paces, and everybody, look for it. Where can we get more info on this?
Go to jetflow.com, and we've got videos and a full site.
All right, so jetflow.com, that's the site. Check it out, and we're out. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Go. Hey there, here we go. I'm here at CST Tires. Yeah, CST, I know. Not one of the big names, but they got some really cool tires. We're going to talk about two new ones. I'm here with Nate. Yeah. I'm going to give it to him and let him talk about some two new tires he's got.
Yeah, right on. We're here at Interbike, and we're showing off our newest mountain line. First off, we'll start with our Patrol tire. It's more of a hard-packed, loose over hard kind of conditions tire. Comes in 26, 21, 225 as well, and the 29-21, 29-225. Real solid tire, and eventually we're looking to expand into 650B. Real lightweight tire, comes with EPS puncture protection, so it's not gonna, you know, wear down and break it down on you, and real puncture resistant, so real stoked on that. And our newest all mountain more aggressive tire is gonna be the Rockhawk. It comes in a wider variety of sizes, like a 26-225, 26-24, and 29-225, 29-24. It comes a wire foldable bead single for the wire compound, and dual compound for the foldable, and those come with our EPS protection as well. So real solid tire for the mountain, more aggressive, but it's real solid tire. Real soaked on it as well.
And where we can find more info on these tires?
CSTtires.com. We got product videos, product photos, you name it, where to find them. Kind of a do-it-all website.
Yeah, and I definitely took a walk around the booth, found a whole bunch of really cool, you know, tires, tread designs, and they're kind of thinking out of the box, so take a look at them online. Thanks, Nate.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I have found something that I've been waiting for since I heard about it. It's here, it's out, it's ready. Every cyclist I know is going to have one of these, or should have one, or I will disown you all. But it's called the ICE. And I will let you know, it's actually the ICE Dot. And I will let you know, well, actually, I'm here with Natalie, and she's with ICE Dot, and she's going to tell you what it is. And I'm really, really excited about having this out on the market now, and I think you will too when you hear about it.
Thanks. So the ICE Dot crash sensor is basically, if you're out riding alone, whether it's mountain bike or road bike, and you crash and you're unconscious on the side of the road, the crash sensor will detect the crash and send an emergency text message to your emergency contacts of a location where you are. That's it in a nutshell. So.
Oh, she's just downplaying it. It's really an amazing piece. I just got a demonstration of how it works. It's small, it's lightweight, mounts on the helmet, senses head impact. I don't want to test it that way, but I'm going to do some sample testing where we can emulate the impact. More importantly, though, this is just peace of mind for those, you know, at home who don't know where you're at. You know how we stray on our training ride. I think this is a great product. I'm looking forward to putting it through its paces here. And everybody, look it up. Where can we get more info on it?
Thanks.
Where can we get info?
Ice.org.
Ice.org. Thank you, Natalie, for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, I'm here at Your Buds Sport Earphones here at Interbike 2013. I'm here with Ty, and I'm looking at a table full of multicolored and really unusual looking earphones or earphones that are guaranteed to stay in your ear. Is that true?
Yeah, so Robert, essentially what we've done is we've built ergonomically shaped earphones for different size and shaped ears to fit in a way that they'll never fall out and never hurt, and that's a guarantee.
That's awesome. That's my biggest issue. I can never seem to get earphones to stay in my ear. I got tired of wires tugging and pulling them out, so you're saying these are definitely going to keep that from happening.
Yeah, you're 100% correct there. So 9 out of 10 athletes who are using music while they're doing their actual particular sport have issues with their earphones hurting or falling out. So you can imagine the need for a product like this across all of the platforms of different sports, and that's where we find the need to bring in a product like that to the consumer to fix the issues that they have.
Now, one thing I noticed is that a few of them have the over-the-ear hook, and then most of them have, they look like a custom earplug. Which ones are you saying stay in better?
Well, the in-ear version, our Inspire versions of our product, fit the best because we can do the multiple sizing and fit it to our customers. The over-the-ear versions, our Focus products, are outstanding for the cyclist because it does cut down on wind noise.
Awesome. Great to hear. I look forward to getting a set, trying these out one day here, and doing a long-term review. So I can't wait to try them, and because that's my issue. I just cannot keep earphones in my ears. So I've almost gone without. It gets lonely on those long rides. So anyways, thanks, Ty, for the time.
Pleasure's mine, Robert. Thank you.
All right. I'm here at the Chamois Butter booth, and I'm talking to Benjamin about a couple new products he's got here. We're all familiar with the regular Chamois Butters, but he's got two new that I think are going to open up the market a bit. Here we go.
Hey, it's nice to see you. Thanks for coming by, Robert. Yeah, so we released this year a women's specific chamois cream called Her Chamois Butter. This is the first ever chamois cream pH balance specifically for women. It's also got an ingredient deck with restorative properties such as shea butter, tea tree oil, green tea leaf extract, and lavender. So all of our products are safe for anybody to use, but if you're a person that has pH balance needs, now you have that option.
Awesome.
The other brand new product for 2013 is a sports kit wash. This is a hand washing detergent for technical apparel. It's safe for use on wetsuits, removes chlorine from bathing suits, and rinses out very easily. So it prolongs the life of your expensive technical garments. Really great for traveling. The pro teams that we sponsor that are on the road for months on end really love this stuff. They no longer have to wash their kit in the sink with a bar of soap. So
I was just going to ask, so you can actually throw that in the machine, or
but it's really designed to be a hand washing detergent. MSRP on this is $15.99, so if you use it in an 8-gallon washing machine, it becomes pretty cost prohibitive to use this in a machine. So.
Awesome. A great way to keep all our kits looking shiny and clean.
That's the idea. Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Benjamin.
All right. Thanks for your time.
How's it going?
Hey, this is Robert from Bike Sport Radio. I'm out here at Sea Otter, and I've found a nice product here. It looks like it's perfect for today's hot weather, and I'm going to let Tyler from Noon describe what he's got for us.
Hey everybody, Noon is an electrolyte replacement drink tablet. You add one tab of Noon into a 16-ounce water bottle, or you can add tabs to your hydration pack, Camelback or something like that, and replace the electrolytes that you lose through sweat. So this is perfect for everyone who's thirsty, sweating, trying to keep the cramps away, and it allows you to separate your hydration needs from your nutrition needs. So for energy, calories, you can grab a gel, grab a bar, but we're going to take care of everything on the hydration end with a really light, subtle taste, and take care of those hydration needs.
And is there any sugar or anything added to it that shouldn't be there, or make it maybe gassy or anything like that?
Now, the nice thing about Noon is it's about the least acidic sports drink that you can find on the market with some of the highest levels of electrolytes like sodium and potassium. It's really light on your stomach, and so it's perfect for long-distance events. And like I said, it allows you to customize your nutrition needs along the way.
And what kind of flavors do you have? I mean, I'm looking at all kinds of different flavors here, quite a few jugs, so share a couple of your favorites.
Yeah, you know, we just launched 3 new flavors, which brings our total up to 13. And we've been doing electrolyte tablets the longest. We were the first on the scene. And the 3 new ones are cherry limeade with some caffeine in there for a boost if you need it, watermelon, which is a summer seasonal flavor, and our new lemonade flavor.
Awesome. Sounds like fun. Can't wait to give this a try. So you guys, where do you get these?
You know, find bike shops around the country. You can find them at some retailers like REI, Performance Bicycle as well. And if you need to find out who's local in your area, hop on noon.com and check out our dealer locator.
Awesome. So there you guys go. Try out the Noon Electrolyte Enhanced Drink Tabs. Make any of your drinks a source of excellent power and hydration.
Okay, that was some of the interviews from Interbike. We got a ton more, but we're going to show those. Yeah, how do you show that on radio? We're going to play those out on our next show on Bike Sport Radio, moving right along, because we've got to move into some race sounds. We got the awards ceremony at Rim Nordic's Autumn Classic and sounds of the Autumn Classic at Rim Nordic. And enjoy that on Bike Sport Radio.
Finisher there.
Jose Vega, good job, Jose. You finished. Nice time, too.
Jose Vega.
Jose Vega. Want to play with you today?
All right, good job.
Right away.
Oh, you did not get it. You had like a ball.
One minute to start, gentlemen. In the meantime, number 437 comes across.
We're here at Rim Nordic. Autumn Classic.
Good job, Greg Johnson.
Final race of the season here. Cross-country mountain biking. And we're just staging the Category 2 racers at the start now. All right, we got the second heat of Category 3 men, 30 seconds.
Oh, do you want me to check if you're warm too?
Yes.
15 seconds. Boom! All right. And our P's are on their way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Huge class. Go P's. And our Q and N class are next. A little less than 2 minutes to start, gentlemen.
Go, Scott! Yeah!
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Come on, guys.
Scott Sampson. Go, Mr. Sampson. Dahuli racer.
Sportman.
You know, we have people that come here just for the hamburgers. They drive down the hill from San Bernardino just to come up here and get a hamburger. They're so good. We got the best burger in Snow Valley. $3.93. Todd Hunsaker. Go, Todd. Cat 2 men, 45, 49 years young. Todd Hunsaker.
And that is why you never hand your announcer a burger while he's announcing.
Glenn Yarber. Come on, Skeeny. Go, Glenn.
133.05 for the lap today from Irvine, Joshua Schrader. Where's Joshua?
Joshua Schrader.
Joshua, good job, man.
Did you have fun today? Good. Jump up on the podium.
Three awards going on. At Rim Nordic Autumn Classic.
Hey, now that is a milk mug, you know, for you. Milk. It's a milk mug. Oh, Dad gets the beer mug. Okay. 13 to 14 year olds. Unfortunately, these guys are only a year apart, so these brothers got to race each other. Second place, 119.30 from Redlands, goes to Jake Fuller. And for first place, with a 55 flag, great ride today for Thomas Fuller.
All right, Thomas Fuller.
Good job.
Good job, Fullers. Team Fuller.
Here you go.
Nice ride, guys.
I can only feel sorry for you, Jake, because my sister was a year younger than me. She didn't like following me either. Oh, that's true. Thank you, Cat 3 Racers. We hope to see you all next year. If you're inclined to come do a little snowshoeing or cross-country skiing, watch when the snow flies, and we'd like to have you all up here giving the winter season a try. Safe driving home, and hang out. If you want to hang out for the raffle, the 50-50 raffle, we'll probably be doing that in about 10 minutes. Okay? We've got Cat 2 results are posted, so protest time is open for 10 minutes, and then we'll do awards. Okay?
Bike racing, the world's toughest sport. Imagine listening to the radio on Monday to hear the weekend's race news, or having a chance to call in and chat with an expert about our sport. Well, imagine no more. We are Bike Sport Radio. Tune in to KILL Radio for reports on the weekend's local race action and results. Hear how local clubs or teams are doing, or call in and chat with a guest speaker about the sport or some of its many products used. We cover road, mountain bike, cyclocross, and track cycling in Southern California, and are giving our fast-growing sport yet another media boost. Our studio is big enough for guests, and we have hosted a few notable ones. If you would like to be an in-studio guest, contact us. You can listen to Bike Sport Radio Live or listen to an archive show at radioforall.net. Please donate at any level to us through the Kill Radio online link at www.killradio.org or support Bike Sport Radio by linking us to your websites. Thanks for listening to Bike Sport Radio.
All right, that's right. Thanks a lot for listening. We really appreciate you guys listening out there for Bike Sport Radio. And hey, motorists, stop running us over. Okay, we are not criminals. Stop treating us like criminals. Cycling's not a crime. Drive your bike safely. And visit our website at cyclingsnotacrime.org and support our project. We'll talk to you next time on Bike Sport Radio. I don't remember much except just